And our next guest has been making people happy over the last couple of years, and he was the big bolter in the AFL National Draft. And it's a pleasure to have a chat to him. Formerly from the Central District Football Club, now a GWS player, Lek Allaire. Hello, Lek.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Now, where have we got you, Lekkie boy?
I'm in Sydney at the moment, at home. So, yeah, we finished. Just got back from the club, had training this morning. We had, you know, some medicals and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm at home at the moment.
Now, when did you get up there, Lek?
So, me and the draftees, or the draftees and I, we flew over to Sydney on Sunday in the afternoon. So, I remember I got here around 3 in the afternoon, and those boys got here around 2:40. So, similarly, the same time as I did. So we got here on the Sunday, and then, yeah.
So, like you say, you train today and you're home. Where is home now? Yeah. Are you somewhere temporary, or have they put you in with a senior player?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm just living with, you know, the other draftees in Finn Callahan and Cooper. So we're just living together at the moment in Breakfast Point. So this is, you know, it's quite convenient, really close to the club, only 10 minutes out. So us two, we're just living together, and I think it's probably going to be, you know, something that's put in place for the year. So, yeah, it's been pretty good thus far.
Yeah, Lek, you're a wonderful story. There's so many things we want to ask you. Firstly, moving away from home and family, how was that? Were you prepared for it?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously wanting to, you know, playing AFL footy has been something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And so, you know, the reality of potentially moving interstate was something that I thought about a lot, and something that I had a lot of discussions with my mother about. And so, you know, when the draft was coming around, you know, we talked a lot about me potentially moving to another state. And I guess just emotionally, I kind of prepared for it. And, you know, and obviously it's become a reality. So in that essence, you know, you do get a bit sad at times, and you do miss your family, and I definitely do miss my siblings. But I think what really, you know, overshadows that is just the opportunity itself, and the fact that I get to, you know, live out a dream that I've had for a very long time, and represent my family, you know, be a role model to my younger siblings, and just be someone, you know, in my community that's, you know, succeeding, which is extremely, you know, amazing and beneficial. And so I think just looking at it from that perspective, the emotions of obviously missing my family and stuff like that are kind of overshadowed. But, yeah, it's been terrific at the moment. And I definitely get on the phone with them, call them, and have a chat with them every day, which is really good and beneficial and helps in that aspect.
We'll get to the excitement of going at pick 15 shortly. I'm sure your family would have loved you to stay in South Australia. Did both the South Australian clubs show any interest or much interest at all, Port Adelaide and the Crows?
Interestingly, no. So, you know, I had a lot of discussions and Zoom sessions with, you know, a lot of clubs in the AFL. And strangely enough, the Crows and Port were the only two teams that I didn't talk to.
Oh.
And
wow.
Obviously, I, you know, don't really have an explanation for that. But I think it's just one of those things where it might potentially be, you know, a team's need thing, or, you know, aspects as that. But, yeah, you know, I don't really have too much to complain about looking at, you know, the position I'm currently in. And so I think it's obviously worked out pretty good for me. And in that regard of my mum and my family obviously wanted me to stay in South Australia, that would have been amazing. But, you know, I think just the opportunity to be here in Sydney and, you know, play for a club as strong as the GWS Giants, it's still something that, you know, I'm extremely grateful for, and I'm just extremely proud to be here and represent them. And, you know, yeah.
Lek, the draft is split over two nights, the first round on the Wednesday, the second and a future rounds on the Thursday. We all thought you were going to go 30-plus. Did you have an insight that you'd be called within the first 20 picks on Wednesday night?
Yeah, so I had a bit of confidence in myself and me potentially going early, as in, you know, me potentially going in the early second round. So in regards to me going the first round, I knew it was a possibility, but that was as much as I knew. You know, I didn't know that it was a definite, you know, in regards to percentages, I wouldn't be able to tell you the likelihood of me going first round, but I knew that it was very much a possibility. And, you know, talks with the clubs and stuff like that kind of hinted that there was a bit of interest in that regard. But I remember I sat around the TV with a couple of my mates and family members. And we just, I remember I explained to them and told them that there was a potentiality that I wasn't going to get picked up on the Wednesday night and that we could potentially be doing, you know, another sit together and some more celebrations the day after. So, you know, in that regard, I was extremely humble as, you know, I knew the position I was in and I kind of just had to outweigh the different possibilities and the different circumstances that could have played out that night. But I think, you know, the way things panned out, it was a bit of a surprise to me, but I was extremely grateful and just over the moon and joyful of, you know, playing AFL footy, just getting the opportunity to be at an AFL club and getting the opportunity to be in the system.
So what goes, you know, I think, so what goes through your mind when you hear pick number 15, Greater Western Sydney, and they call your name?
Yeah, it was just amazing, to be quite frankly honest. Obviously, seeing my name pop up and then my face pop up, it was just I was a bit shook, you know, because I've wanted this for so long and I've wanted the opportunity to, you know, play at, you know, be in an AFL club for so long that it just felt surreal and it didn't really kick in until I came over here on Sunday and then went, you know, and trained for the first time on Monday with some of the boys, you know, the first to 4 year boys. So yeah, it was extremely surreal. And I remember, you know, mom and my younger siblings were just jumping around the house celebrating and shouting and yelling. And yeah, it was just amazing, quite frankly, to see my name and just be selected by a club overall. That, I think that just that aspect, let alone the number aspect, that just the aspect of getting the opportunity and being selected by an AFL club in itself was quite amazing and just an absolute privilege.
Lek, you present yourself wonderfully well. You're such a gentleman. You've got a beautiful background story. Tell me about your family and when you first came to Australia and your introduction into footy.
Yeah, so mum and I and my younger sister, we came over here in 2006. So we came from South Sudan straight, you know, here to Australia. My mom's name was Tabitha, and, you know, she was a single parent raising myself and my younger sister. And so we essentially came over here just looking for a better life and just, you know, looking for a potential in regards to growing up and then having the ability to choose whatever, you know, career or successes that we want to achieve and, you know, go towards. And so coming over here, we're quite fortunate in having my aunties, my uncles and family members who had already situated themselves in Adelaide and in Australia overall. So we came over here, you know, they already had houses and stuff like that, TVs, all that stuff sorted out. And we essentially just came in and, you know, they helped my mom get me into school, get my younger sister into childcare. You know, they helped mom with, you know, getting her license, getting a car, getting a job, you know, learning English, taking English classes so she would understand, you know, this foreign language that she did not grow up around. And I think that, you know, was just an aspect of everything that helped so much and just made everything so much smoother. And, you know, my first introduction to footy came through my family and my uncles who already watched it and who had already become accustomed to it. You know, obviously football is one of Australia's great sports. Mm. So, you know, it's a very community-based sport and everyone, you know, who watches it understands just how much it means, you know, to the Australian culture and what it really represents. And, you know, coming over here, just the fact that it had influenced my uncles so much and the fact that they would, you know, come in on a Saturday, watch it in front of the TV, you know, with their own teams and their own favorite players, it just made me more eager to understand the sport. And so that was essentially how I was introduced to it. And then having mates at school who would kick the ball around at recess and lunch just made it just that more merrier and just made me more keen to, you know, give it a crack, really.
I tell you what, they'll make a movie out of this, Lek. It's a wonderful story. So you arrived in 2006. You're, what would you be, 4-year-old then, and never seen an Aussie rules footballer. When did you get your first one? When did your family members, your uncles and that, give you a footy to kick?
Yeah, so ironically, you know, we already had a footy at home. So I don't know whether, you know, my uncles had gotten it as a gift or whether they had, you know, purchased it or found it at the house. But I remember when we first came to Australia, you know, there was a footy at our house and it was in our backyard, and it wasn't, there was a lot of dust on it. It wasn't kicked around too much, but, you know, I would go into the backyard, you know, it was a little bit flat, but it had just enough air in it, you know, give it a bit of a kick around. So I'd kick around a bit and, you know, just try to mark it and try to kick it with my left. I was horrible, but, you know, I'm a little bit, I'm still working on that, but, you know, I just try to kick it around and have fun with it. And yeah, it was good. So I think it was almost as if it was destined for me to have a footy in my hands.
So a lot of generations of Australians who appreciate this, Lek, about your parents who make sacrifices, move to another country to give a better chance to their kids. What was your mum's reaction on Sunday when you left?
She was a bit saddened, but I remember the Saturday morning we woke up and, you know, we had breakfast as a family, which was really sweet. And obviously I was leaving quite bright and early. I think ended up going to the airport around 11. And yeah, she wasn't able to take me, as you know, my little sisters, they had athletics. So my uncle came and picked me up and took me to the airport. But before we left, you know, I said goodbye to them and, you know, said bye to my younger sisters who had athletics that day. So mom took him to athletics and, you know, said bye to her and, you know, told her I was going to miss her and stuff. But I made sure that, you know, told her that, reassured her that I'd be calling the family and, you know, making sure to check up on them, and they would be checking up on me on a consistent basis just to make sure, you know, that we, that connection wouldn't be broken and we'd be talking regularly. So, yeah, it was quite good. She took it quite well. But, you know, I think, as I mentioned before, just the opportunity itself just really overshadows the emotions of attachment, you know, a mother would have to their, you know, child.
Yeah, well, thank heavens for FaceTiming, so you're never that too far away. Hopefully you've got a good manager and they've organised to take the whole family up, certainly for the first game when you make your debut, whenever that may be. Your time at Central District, we've got a regular on the show. He's won a Brownlow and a McGarry medal. His name's Johnny Platt, and he's taking all the credit for your development. Has he done anything, Leg?
Yeah, you know, Platt has been, you know, an absolute legend and absolute champ at the Central District Football Club, and he's been there for a while. I remember when I started playing in under-16s, he was on the senior track helping a lot of those blokes. And then when I was able to obviously get older and then get myself onto the senior track, you know, he was there. And he's one of those people that, you know, you can just have a chat to and just have a normal conversation with, whether it's footy-related, whether it's work-related, whether it's family-related. You know, he's someone you can just have an easy, ongoing conversation with. And, you know, his advice, you know, has been extremely critical for myself. And he's just someone who obviously knows so much about footy, and he's, you know, experienced so much, and, you know, he's just he's extremely wise. And I think he's someone who the club really cherishes back at Centrals. And he's just someone that a lot of young blokes go to and are kind of, you know, attracted to, because, you know, he has that much knowledge, and, you know, he'll give you pointers here and there, you know, when you least expect it. And, you know, when you take his advice on board, you know, it really helps you. And yeah, he's been an absolute rock.
Like your GWS national recruiting manager, Adrian Caruso, could not say enough of you in the sense that he said of your rare athletic package. But this is a line that's good, where he says, Lek's resilience and character gives us confidence that he will give himself the best chance possible to nail a spot alongside Sam Taylor down the track. Now, what are the Giants telling you of what they see of your future as an AFL footballer?
Yeah, I think, you know, as of this moment, you know, one thing we talked about earlier today was, you know, a lot of the boys that have been picked up, you know, we're being picked up for a reason. And, you know, essentially, you know, we're being picked up because we're good at what we do. And I think regardless of whether you're picked at pick one or you're picked at pick 50 or you're a category B rookie, you know, you still have the same opportunity as everyone else. And all you have to do is work as hard as you possibly can and really prove yourself and, you know, represent the club to the best of your ability, and you'll get that opportunity down the track, you know, regardless of whatever the circumstances may be. And in terms of me personally, I think as I'm obviously coming in as a defender, and my job is to essentially be the best defender I can possibly be and also be the best teammate I can possibly be in getting to know everyone, getting to know all the boys, and then also getting to know everyone that runs the GWS Giants and all the, you know, people behind the scenes as well. That's something that I pride myself in, and, you know, something I really want to do as well. And then obviously specifically in terms of what, you know, I am bringing in, what, you know, they see in terms of my potential. I think it's more so just what I'm capable of doing in the long run defensively, and where I can fit myself in that first team, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. So there hasn't been too many, you know, talks about that yet, as, you know, it's quite early days. But I think obviously as preseason gets underway and then the season gets a little bit closer, those talks will probably be had with Leon and I, and then also, you know, other coaches as well.
Well, no, Lex, you
be
are
a good story. Yeah, it's going to be a good story. You can sense it already.
You are ticking all the right boxes. We are very excited for you. I think the whole of South Australia is, never mind GWS and all their supporters. We'll be keeping a very close eye on you, Lex, and hopefully we can have a chat to you again next year. I'll send your regards to the Rat. I couldn't believe how nicely you spoke about him. Just for the record, Lex, he's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, sometimes it is. really appreciate your time, Lek, and all the best, and we'll chat to you again next year. Have a great Christmas.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
What a wonderful story. Now, that's what you should have got emotional at, Roach, not just
well,
going
no, I did,
down.
Actually.
And,
yeah. I did for a while.